up when the beat drop, just keep swinging it, get jiggy. Get drunk, up, percolate anything you want, because it's absolutely deep, and don't take pity. Want to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride.
What up, everybody? You are now tuned into the Sadiddy Podcast, broadcasting live in Philly from Glock Aware Radio. Holding it down for me. I was a little late. Sorry. Don't judge me. It happens sometimes. But I'm here now. Y'all miss me. Y'all love me. Shout out to everybody that listened in to the replay over the weekend of episode 3. And hopefully we'll be able to do more replays so y'all can catch up to your girl when y'all can listen in. Shout out to everybody listening in from work, at home. If you got the kitties around, you might want to move them to the side for about 15, 20 minutes. I'm really doing my best to try to keep everything PG-13. We see how far that works for me, though. But we gonna give it the old one, too. So, tonight, we do have a special guest calling in tonight. The call-in number is 215-253-0518. Again, that's 215-253-0518. If you can't memorize the number, go back out, and I tagged it, and hit me up. But tonight we have a special guest. We have T-Wine from Florida. He's a rapper, an actor, producer. I don't know. He does it all. He's so popping. He's so dope. So we have him. Hopefully I'll be able to cue some of his music, so if you're not familiar with him, you can. But he's super duper dope. And what's really dope about T-Wine is that he does everything with absolutely no profanity. How? I don't know how. I don't know how you dope, and I didn't even realize that you didn't curse the whole time. So that proves to all of us we can do it. We just got to give it a fair attempt. Now, I'm going to let y'all know, all my batteries is dead as well. I've been real off my job today. And again, apologies are in order. If I had a daughter, her name would be Tiana, so I can send her a real apology. But we're going to talk about a little something tonight. Tonight, we're going to get into... What y'all think we're getting into? Did y'all read the topics for today? Did y'all read them? I'm trying to think, do I want to go on order? What y'all think? Order? Shout out to everybody on Instagram. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm ignoring you. Hi. Shout out to everybody on Instagram and Facebook. Y'all always rocking out with me. Y'all always giving me great feedback. And I really do appreciate y'all. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it.
I think you can ask her the topic question.
Really?
Yes.
Well, the studio is lit tonight, so I got a lot of people I could talk to. So the topic is, how important is sex in a relationship?
Whoa.
Honest Fire is about to grab the mic.
Listen.
Rock the mic, right?
My dick better not be missing. What the fuck you mean? How important is sex?
How important is it?
What the fuck are you doing? All right, listen.
That's not fair because I already know how you play.
Now you got to give me some dick, period. You know what I mean? Like, don't play no games. I never forget that I was in this relationship for a long time. We did have a good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was mad at him, I wasn't fucking him, right?
Okay.
He didn't care. But he didn't make it better. He still tried to come over, eat food, you know what I mean, spend time, watch basketball games. I started cheating. I'm like, you tried it, and then broke up with him.
So, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. For you, it's everything.
You gotta be fucking. Not everything, but along with everything else, you have to have fucking involved. Like, you're not fucking, what
wow.
are you doing?
Who agrees with that?
Like, you, come
hey,
on.
Hey, Liz.
Now. How important is sex to, in a relationship? Every week or so.
Fuck. Kill yourself.
She don't give a fuck.
Jump off.
Don't say it.
She said, or so.
The or week, so.
The
or
a
month. Or year.
But when it went to the level of or so, you know.
You know what I mean? No, you're not in a relationship. If you're not fucking each other, somebody's getting fucked.
But what if it's important to you, but not so important to the other person? Is that a reason?
No, but like say if, all right, now I'm just saying this. You're not going to end up, if you're a person like me, you're not going to end up with somebody that sex isn't important. So right. 9 times out of 10, we fucking a lot because I'm not calling you anybody if we're not already in the rhythm. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay.
So don't fuck up the rhythm. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, if you fucking up the rhythm, that's you fucking up the rhythm. But if you're already, you know, into a week or so or a day or two or whatever, that's what you agreed upon. Like, you know what I mean? You know how we always keep it real. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you like, I like it for you.
I mean,
how about you? Like, what do you feel about?
Who, me? I don't talk about me.
Look, this is.
I talk about everybody else. This is sex. I'm plugged this in. I don't talk about me. I talk about everybody else.
We got because my whole thing
I'm one of them girlfriends. You know how the girlfriend, you tell her everything, and she be like, for real? She got all the advice, and then when it's time for her to share, she don't say nothing.
Yeah, ain't nothing.
You don't know nothing.
You don't need to know.
She don't talk to you about nothing.
You don't need to know.
Fuck man. No, but, I mean, for me, it's important.
It is.
It's not the end all to all.
No. I've been cheating on them instantly. It wasn't like, it was like a week or so went by, and then I'm just like, this pussy tripping. Like, you know what I mean?
But it's a weird thing because women don't tend to believe. So, if we all seem to think that men just are rabbits, like, that's right. How y'all are made. So if a man is not really giving it up in a way that a female feels though he should, we automatically think you're cheating.
Facts.
That's it. Facts. If you're really good friends with Palmer, you're cheating. Like all of
those
things.
That's not cheating.
That's cheating.
Why masturbating?
Why
is cheating?
No.
Yo, I had an ex that didn't like me masturbating. I thought that was some bullshit.
No,
you can jerk off. That means he's gonna last longer.
So what? No,
you got that little first joint out the way.
That means he didn't want you us. He rather have Palmer than you.
No. He wanted to calm his ass down because he know he comes too quick.
No, but what if he...
Well, I mean, if that's the situation.
Listen, what if he make friends with Palmer, but he don't make friends with you? Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's bullshit. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he a week or so, baby, I'd be big.
I didn't say he was pre-gaming. I didn't say Palmer was pre-game. Palmer is the reason.
Oh, you mean it's the whole reason why he don't want no pussy? That's fucked up. Your pussy's trash.
Tissues and lotion.
Your pussy trash. You could go get
under the bed.
You could do some squats and some Kegels and tighten it up. That's all it has to be is tight. And you can spit on it if it's not wet. Like, come on, bitch. Like, how's your pussy worthless? Like, come on.
Don't make me spit on this mic.
That's what you made me do. That's what you made me do.
I'm a big girl.
You made me spit
this
out earlier.
I'm sorry. I'm a big girl. I'm supposed to be able to hold that. I almost spit it out.
Yeah, well,
let's see what Mighty Dread talking about over here on which one we on Facebook.
What you say, Mighty?
Sex
Dread?
With your partner helps build the bond with them.
Fakes.
Help y'all become one. Tommy.
Fakes.
I'm gonna leave it there because
I think that's enough. You know,
no. I really want to say something to that comment.
Say it.
Well, I don't want to just single him out. But for, like, men that, like, really are, like, philanderers, how many women do you need to bond with?
But you know what? That's stupid. You know what I mean? You're not in a relationship then. You know what I mean? Because if you're fucking a lot of people, you're single. You're all over the place. You're not in a relationship. So sex is not important if you just bomb in anything.
Some people say if they're not married, they're single, even though they're in relationships.
But that's no.
Right?
When you're in a relationship, you're not fucking single.
Though. Y'all should see her over here. She's all you're up in the camera. She's from here with it.
Yeah.
If you're not in a relationship,
you're not.
Y'all, listen, she's all on her phone, y'all.
If you're in a relationship, you're not single. Period.
Well, no, a lot of people say
you better be fucking.
I didn't say period. I said it. I'm just telling you, a lot of people feel that if he liked it, he would have put a ring on it. And
what if she don't want to get married? Bitches don't always want to get married, but we could fuck.
Only thoughts don't want to get married.
Not no thought. I'm not posting this video. You keep this video on your drawer. You gotta do that over. You gotta make sure that drawer. You do that drawer over. No, just because I don't want to get married.
I'm not changing my opinion.
I was married before. I don't want to get married.
Listen, when I say a thought, I don't mean it like it's a bad thing. No, I just mean
you're still thoughting and bopping.
Thank you. You already know what level you are.
You gotta say thoughting and bopping.
I think
if you thoughting and bopping.
I've been that person, though. I didn't want to get married.
You thought and bopping.
But you have a boyfriend.
But no, you share with your... What you mean you don't want to share with your husband? You
I need a microphone. Wait a minute. You have a boyfriend.
Wait.
You don't have a boyfriend. What are we not talking then? Never mind.
Oh.
I thought she was...
She was saying she don't want to get married, though. Well, she ain't sharing shit with none of y'all.
She'll have a prospect right now, so of course she don't want to get married. Who wants to get... It's not even nobody up
to get married. Let's just be together for a long time. All the time. and keep it good.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that.
Why the government gotta get in my business? They in our business enough.
Well, the government has
fuck
to
the
be
government.
In. Wait, pause.
We could get married.
This is another topic.
We could just jump over
I'm
a broom.
I'm not doing this today.
We ain't gotta sign no licenses.
Oh, please. There's many Muslims out here kumbaya and with no paperwork. Kumbaya. So let's stop. We're not talking about the paperwork.
Oh, yeah. Muslim marriage is great.
Why? Why today? All I wanted to do was talk about sex. And in 10 minutes,
all right.
We done went through everything.
We did.
We had sex. We got married. We got divorced.
Yeah.
We decided
got Muslim
we'd
marriage.
Rather thot and bop.
We'd rather get a Muslim marriage. They're the rather best. Like, carry that on. You know, look all beautiful. Cover your whole face. You know what I mean? No sunlight.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I did it. Don't judge.
No sunlight cut. You just see the eyes, baby. You ain't looking for me. You looking at me.
That's what you wanted.
It
gave me the slow wink.
I put that all in there.
It gave me the slow wink.
But shout out to you. I love how you just be having all these creative topics. You know what I mean?
I do. Actually, I got something really special in the tuck.
Uh-oh. Untuck it.
I have a lot of political figures that really want to come through. On Monday, Sunday or Monday. So we might have to do a little something tricky with the Diddy podcast, y'all. But we'll keep, you know, we'll let y'all know. But we're going to have some major people come and help you decide on how to vote. Because
next
a lot
week.
Of times, all you know is I'm a Democrat and I'm going to vote democratically. And every Democrat is not for you. Ooh, T-Wan, call back. I'm sorry. Didn't get it. Sorry. Oh, you did.
Uh-oh, time for the interview.
It's time for the interview. But
listen, more stuff to come. I can't wait to hear you talk to T-Wine. And, you know, in Philadelphia, you
what's
can vote now.
Play?
Y'all can vote now.
Don't go nowhere.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying.
I'm rocking out with my baby tonight.
And I'm T-Wine, a baby.
Call us back, because now we're going to talk about Jermaine Dupri and the Super Bowl.
Oh, can we play his music? 2K, you got that while we just wait for him to call back? We can play his music.
Well, I'm mad because... I gotta get to my other phone. T-Wan's gonna call in. But I actually wanted to, cause I'm really good at impersonating people.
Nice.
So I wanted to do my, like, you know, my Cardi BB on point. I wanted to impersonate Jermaine Dupri when I read his statement.
Oh shit.
On why he think
Jermaine Dupri,
his little black ass, is supposed
cause
to be
money ain't
anything.
A thing for him. No, ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
fuck Jay-Z.
I ain't
you know what I mean? That's,
T-Wan,
that's
can you
the way
back,
he wanna come
please?
At that's I think that's his way of getting at Jay-Z. He's huh. like, fuck you Jay-Z, I'll take this bag.
What?
Because he ain't never
you
been
know how
he never been
take?
He takes everybody's bag. He's never been
he
like a good
yet.
Person.
I,
like,
seen him on
I don't
Forbes.
Even know what Janet Jackson saw
oh,
in the ball.
I ain't seen him on Forbes since never.
Listen, you see what he did to all them people. Chris Cross and look, we ain't even gonna go there with the ball career. He's always been slimy, so
listen, it's one thing
let
to
him
be
get
slimy
that slime.
And
but
and
isn't the Super Bowl gonna be in Atlanta this year?
It is gonna be in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's gonna be in Atlanta.
I'm low key ready.
But I don't know if it was like on a you go ahead, you get ready to do your impression, but I don't know if what he was doing is he's the only producer in Atlanta because you could get Tyler Perry Super Bowl. That fucking shit have been popping.
No.
You know what I mean?
So,
black people
really,
probably would have felt some type of way because you know that Tyler Perry would have had some gospel music put up in that shit and made y'all feel good about
Tyler
kneeling.
Tyler Perry low key don't be caring about no gospel music. He,
man,
he
Tyler
check,
Perry
though.
Put it together. That's what black people love. Like,
listen,
you know, give him some
I'm
feel good music.
I'm not mad at
music.
Tyler. I mean, bruh, are you calling back or no? Like, cause I'm
are you gonna stay on the live or are you gonna call? Like, but no, go ahead. Read the statement, please. I need to hear
okay.
this Jermaine Dupri
oh, he's here.
Impersonation.
He's here. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, T-Wine's in the building, finally.
Finally.
T-Wine's in the building. Welcome to the Sadiddy Podcast.
You already know what's up, man.
Shout out to T-Wine.
I was getting nervous. I thought you decided not to talk about it. You can't hear me on Instagram. Okay, people saying they can't hear me on Instagram. I'm
maybe gonna, you gotta go out the live and go back in.
Could you hear me on Instagram?
I actually wanted to tune in, man. I was actually doing my own work before I turned.
Can you lie? Can you at least lie and say I was tuned in? Don't do that. Your light bulb is way too bright to do that. Don't shine on me like that.
I was doing my homework so that I can tune in with the proper information.
Oh, okay. Okay. Nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing's wrong with that.
Indeed.
We like to be informed. Okay, so listen. We're going to start off with the statement from Jermaine Dupri. Now, he says, and I quote, boycotts and marches don't seem like they work to me. I'm sorry.
I wasn't ready.
I think they should just send a message while they're on stage and take advantage of your platform.
What the fuck is going on?
That's what he said. And I end quote. And then I'm going to open up a new quote where he says,
"Nigga,
the more people speak on it, the more they talk about it."
Is he trying to be Kanye West now?
The more people feel like it's something that they had to address. Yeah. I feel like people ignore boycotts. Really?
Boycott Jermaine Dupri. Oh, we already doing it. I forgot.
Listen, before I even go all the way in.
That's just like getting Chrisette Michelle and shit to do the inauguration ball.
Let me help people understand what it is and what role Jermaine Dupri is playing in it. First of all, his role is so stupid. I'm not disrespectful. His role is so minuscule, in my opinion. I wouldn't even have risked it. Like, he's the producer. So basically, the Welcome to Atlanta segments, meaning different shows and different entertainments, he is in charge of producing that show. The Welcome to Atlanta show. The basically, thank you for coming to Atlanta to enjoy the Super Bowl. This is what he decided to do. To be the sidekick to the Super Bowl. Like, you really? Okay, now I'm done. Go ahead, T1.
Side join.
All right, well, first and foremost, man, shout out to everybody. Shout out to the host, amazing host. Everybody, you know what's up, man. But listen, you know, I know the world is tuned in right now. I myself is an entertainer. You know, I'm in the entertainment, you know, industry is what I've been a part of all my life. And it's interesting because I actually just went to Jermaine Dupri's, just attended his last major concert here in Atlanta. And it was like So Def 25, and the respect level that, you know, that I have for him as a producer, you know, as an artist, as an exec. I mean, it's through the roof. His work speaks volumes for itself. You know, we got to speak on that. So salute to him for that. You know, for being a black successful man that's out here, you know, tripping way for the community. However, when it comes to this, I didn't come across those comments that you just read. I came across the initial post that he put up on Instagram.
Right, because you sent it to me. Like, you sent that to me.
Maybe I didn't read all of it, but I found that very intriguing.
It's one thing to just be like, you know how certain people are boycotting, like, you know, regular union stuff, like union workers are boycotting, and then they have scraps or whatever they call scamps.
They get scamps that come in,
or other people have new contracts. They don't say nothing about the people who are striking. You don't say nothing about the people who are boycotting. If you're going to go get your money. Don't say nothing about what the fuck we doing, because that's corny. Like,
I'm never going to be able to forgive that boycott. What has boycotting done? The fact that you're boycotting a boycott.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Help me.
Especially, you know, disrespecting, you know, the ancestors that did a lot of boycotting for you, to be in the position you're in right now.
Can we talk?
We got the same skin color, baby. Let's go.
You know, to our legacy as a culture and as a people. I don't know what all of his, you know, reasons are, or what this, you know, theological, you know, position on it. However, for myself, I don't think that I would have, you know what I'm saying, I could participate in such. Now, this is interesting because he put up something in reference to the NBA. I don't know if you saw that with LeBron James. LeBron James actually came out in the beginning of this season and said that he would stand for the national anthem, because there was some NBA players that was on the fence of taking, you know, a whole stand, is just like the NFL did. They was gonna kind of follow suit. Mm-hmm. And LeBron said that he wasn't going to participate. He said he salute Colin, but he wasn't gonna participate. And so JD put up a post and said, "Wow, so we're gonna ban y'all. You know, y'all gonna boycott the whole NFL, but ain't nobody gonna boycott the NBA. Like, you know, like that. You know, that's effed up. You know, that whole vibe."
Jay-Z said
Wait a minute, but you know what? I gotta get with these people on Facebook. Please stop. Don't please stop it with boycotting does not make a statement.
Right.
Because my grandmother went into a coma, got her ass whooped, dogs, fire hydrants, everything, boycotting.
Right.
So please stop with the ignorance. What's wrong with boycotting today is that people don't hold their end of the bargain.
Right.
So boycotting works when everybody is doing it. But when you got everybody making an excuse as to why they're not going to participate, then it don't work.
Right.
Period.
Right. Right.
Go ahead. Real I had to get that off my chest. Listen. I had to.
Oh, no. That's more right. You know what I'm saying? For anybody that, I mean, you know, to say that it doesn't work, I mean, it's real simple. Stand for something above anything. So, you know, whether you were heard, whether you get the results you want or not, to say it's not impactful, I disagree.
Right.
You have a voice, and if you decide, and you and a group of people decide that, you know, to stand for something, whether or not you get what you were trying to get out of it or not, you were heard.
But if you honestly feel in your spirit that boycotting does not work, because I learned a long time in customer service, this is something they drilled in our head. You don't tell the people what you can't do. You tell them what you can do, right? Because that's what people focus on, what you can do. So don't tell me that you can't boycott. Tell me what it is that you can do.
Right.
And my issue
support
is that
anyway. Like,
you're not telling me what you can do. All you're telling me is that boycotting doesn't work. I feel as though people should do the Super Bowl because it's such a big platform. Well, excuse me. First and foremost, Jay-Z don't need no daggone Super Bowl platform. Him and his wife, they just proved to you that anytime they jump up out their bed and feel like it, they going to drag Blue and Siri and whatever the other little one is out on the road, and they going to go cut a $250 million roomie.
Yeah.
And cut a $250 million check whenever they feel like it.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that.
And then I like how you said that. I think that's a good closeout. And I think we should talk about your guest now, because, like, I think we can do that.
Let him finish up. Go ahead.
One second. And I appreciate it. You know, I want to make sure I get this out to kind of play the devil's advocate real quick, man.
Yes.
Before, you know what I mean, we kind of celebrate the special guest, man. Thank y'all so much. I'm so humbled to be on y'all show. But check this out. I want to play devil's advocate just real quick. Now, if we hold entertainers to this, you know, the standard, is it unfair not to hold the NBA players or the NFL players to the same standard that are black, that stands for the same thing, that believe the same thing, you know, in support of it? Are we holding to the same level of accountability, even though it's their job, it's their, you know what I mean? Like, do we still hold them to that level to say, well, we won't play? What happens if every player in the NBA, if every player in the NFL that believes what Colin, and that's probably most of the franchise players, what if they actually stood up against it and didn't play? Do we hold them to the same level of accountability? Because they play football every Sunday and get the check, and they play basketball every Sunday and get the check. Like, do we?
Now, even from what you said, like, certain people, they do what they can. You know, I'm like, even the Eagles players, you know what I mean? None of them kneel, but they definitely raised their fists. Like, the first Bull did at the Olympics, he was just at the title concert, too. You know what I mean? The Bull won first place, and the Bull that won third place, I forget their names, they were just at the title concert. But he, while they were playing the national anthem, he put his fist in the air. You know what I mean? That was the first protest to, you know what I mean, racial inequality. Quality that happened in sports history. You know what I mean? Do your research. You know what I mean? He put his fist up.
I really feel like,
and that's what the Eagles players did. Like, do what you can.
I don't care.
But don't talk about us as doing it.
I don't care if it's track, track and field. I don't care if you're bobsledding. I don't care if you're ice skating. I don't care if you're bouncing a ball. I don't care what it is that you're doing. The issue is not standing, sitting, kneeling, whatever with the anthem. The issue is the anthem itself. It's unfair and it's an unjust anthem. It doesn't include us. It was never made to include us. It has nothing to do with any positive energy to the black culture. We were slaves when they wrote it. All of this, all this being a patriot and being patriotic, it was never about us. They were doing that while they were killing us, hanging us, mistreating us, and continue to do so even to this very day. So I don't give a flying shit if you stand, sit, kneel, squat, whatever you do for this anthem. It's the anthem itself that I got a problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Period. How do you pledge an allegiance to a country that has never been in an alliance with you? How? I can't even go to college for free. You still owe 40 acres and a mule. You gave it to us. You took it back. You gave it to us. You took what you doing with it? But everybody else got reparations. Mm-hmm. Everybody else. If we had reparations right now, we would be the richest people in this country off of mm-hmm. our reparations.
Well, we know it's a lot of injustice. And, you know, we want to really talk about reparations and what we deserve. You know, so many people, they'd be like, oh, you know, white people, they got more money. No, they had 400-year head start. You know what I mean? They had money off our back and gave us nothing. You know what I mean? We had to build up from the ground up. So, no, there was not the same struggle. You know what I mean? We never will have the same struggle. Nobody can match our struggle here. You know what I mean? And we're still struggling. But what's great is certain people are focused on winning and what they can do. You know what I mean? You gotta. I say that all the time. I'll never say I can't. I tell you what I can get done. You know what I mean?
That's but my whole point in life. Don't tell me what you're not going to do. Tell me what you can do.
It's a lot going on in our country.
Opposed to him totally disrespecting the culture by saying he doesn't believe boycotting and blah, 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 yah, yah, yah.
He's right in Atlanta where a lot of people lost just their lives.
I feel that boycotting in this day and age has not been effective.
He ain't got no publicist. That's what
you listen. You don't need a publicist to use your verbs and your nouns and your adjectives. Like you need to watch
as much as he's a talented producer and everything. I was not expecting you to say he said that shit. That just took my breath away. Boy, trolling. Like it's like one thing to be like, oh yeah, I'm not going to boycott. But don't say, y'all boycott not doing nothing. Like, shut the fuck up. Everybody's trying to do what they can do. You know what I mean?
Everybody's doing what they
like,
can do.
Everybody's doing what they can do when it comes and to, like, you know what I mean? Racial inequality, you know what I mean? Criminal Justice Center and everything. But we all have to vote. You know what I mean? That's what we can do.
To say it doesn't work would mean that we're not talking about it. And everybody talks
about it
every day.
Listen,
so we're having a conversation. We're having a dialogue. So for you to say that boycotting is not working, well, why are we still talking about it? And that man hasn't had a contract in almost 2 years.
Why is Donald Trump pissed? You know what I mean? Why? You know, it's a lot of people that want you to feel like you're inferior because you can only do but so much because they can do more. They have more money or whatever. But do what you can do. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what?
Jermaine Dupri.
You know who I'm not boycotting?
Weird. What?
I ain't boycotting T-Wine.
I'm not boycotting T-Wine. That's a good segue. I like that transition.
You like that transition?
I'm all for I will boycott for T-Wine. Like, what you want me to boycott T-Wine? I'm there. Or I'm not there.
I know you can't go into everything. I know. Because we're on a secret project. But give them a little something. Just tell them a little something what's coming up.
Man, first and foremost, shout out to the host, man. Let's celebrate the host, man. Y'all make sure y'all applaud out there. Facebook land, Instagram land. Take 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? To show them some love. Hit the like button or whatever, man. Follow and share, whatever.
Thank you.
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Currently living in Atlanta right now, doing a whole lot of songwriting, developing my son right now. His name is PJ Sauce Kid. You guys might want to go check him out.
Dopest little kid around.
Hey, yo, Wednesday is the debut of his anticipated music video for a jingle that he did for the Rap Snacks company, a chip company. Don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but if you're not, go get familiar with it.
We got rap snacks. Yeah.
Rap snacks is in here.
Coming soon, so y'all make sure y'all look out for that. The video dropping Wednesday. It's gonna be everywhere. They're going world star with it, all types of stuff, man. It's gonna be a good look. For myself, I got a project coming out. The name of the project is Transparency. I've only shared a few records with a couple of special people. The amazing host of this show being one of the few people that actually allowed her to choose the singles. So salute to we're gonna make sure she get it first and she get to play.
They not ready for that though.
Yeah, I got some. I don't talk much, man. I got some.
Listen, I heard. I can't tell y'all about it. That song's a go. I heard it and I had been drinking on margaritas. And I was like, yo, I couldn't even finish the song. I was like, yo, this is a go. It's a go. That song's a go. I can't wait. I'm excited for that one.
Some major, that we're having conversations with right now, which is, you know, which is pretty cool. I mean, if you know the business and you know the industry, it takes a minute to get stuff. I had to pull back for a few minutes, get my chips in line, and yeah, man, I'm excited, man. You know, everything looking good. Budget back in place, so hey.
But well, thank you so much, T1, for checking in and giving us your positive enlightenment. You know, and you are welcome to come into the studio anytime you are in Philly. You know it. Gotta have you soon. You're so welcome. Thank you so much. Everybody, make sure you follow T1, the Mystery Kid.
I am the Mystery Kid. Yes, Instagram, I am the Mystery Kid. Make sure you follow me, DM me right now, man. I definitely connect with you guys, and yeah, look forward to
it. Thank you so much for checking in with me. Have a good night. Bye bye.
Now, I think the main topic everybody was interested in is the last one. Girl, we all need to save money and be smart.
Yes.
Smarter.
Okay. Were you excited?
Yes, because
was
like
everybody excited.
I be trying to tell my son you could do it. You know what I mean? The other little young people.
I'm gonna have to insert some claps.
There. I plan on going back to college when I turn 50 because I just want to learn. Then
what?
That's why I'm gonna be retired in college and shit, learning stuff.
Okay. So tonight, you know, you guys know my theory here is like, you know, I like to talk a little bit about pop culture. You know, talk a little bit about love and life, and then I also like to talk about finance and business because I hear. Believe in treating the whole person, and we are not always one, you know, we're not always ratchet, we're not always classy, you know. So I like to give you some type of business or financial advice. You know, soon we'll be having more people come in, but tonight I wanted to talk to you guys about the 529 plan. 529, anybody heard of the 529?
No. Nope.
529.
He like, no. 529.
You looked at the wall. Yeah, that's okay. The 529 plan is actually a college savings plan.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Mm-hmm. And so, first of all, you would need to get with a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could probably find one at maybe ING. Is ING Direct even still around? I don't know.
Prudential, it's a lot of them.
Yeah, try there.
Lincoln Financial Services.
And you can start them with, I'm pretty sure, as little as $1,000. They are tax deductible in Pennsylvania. So please, if you're from somewhere else, do not quote me because I think Delaware, it is not tax deductible. Yeah.
But it's it doesn't charge to your income if you ever want to withdraw it to pay
for
school,
but it
right?
is no. So it's right. Not, so it's a savings plan that when you can, first of all, you can leave it open and take it out. Let's say the kids need books or a semester. You don't have to close it. So you don't have to pull it all. It's not an all or nothing deal with a 529 plan. But you have to find out what the interest rate is for the particular financial provider that you decide to go with. First and foremost, we all need to start building a portfolio for ourselves, a portfolio for our children, meaning life insurance is a part of your portfolio. Yes, you need to insure your life.
Yeah.
Okay. These are all the things that will help you build wealth. So you can think of if you have a if you work already and you have a I can't think of what's that 401k. It's similar but not exactly the same. But it's a 401 is also relying upon non-FDIC. It's a non-FDIC insured product. And if you don't know what the FDIC is, then that is the actual insurance that we have on 250k of our money. Now, with that being said, let me help you guys understand that. Some people think that they can put $250K in one account at, let's say, give me a bank, Santander? Okay.
Whatever.
They feel like, let's say you...
Bank of Candy Paint coming soon. Listen, hold up. Shout out to Senator Pat Toomey. Like, you were supposed to help us open that bank show. You said it to my face 2 years ago. What's wrong with you?
We're going to get on that when we have them come in this week.
We'll talk about
but
that later.
Let me just explain this really, really quick because I believe that people have, you know, a substantial amount of money. When you have FDIC insured products, that is $250,000 in that bank. Do not let someone tell you that you can have $250,000 in savings account A and you can have $250K in savings account B all at the same bank. You cannot. It is $250K mm-hmm. per bank. So mm-hmm. if you're working with some finances, that's why you need a financial planner, a financial guider, because they have to put your money in other accounts. And some of them are non-FDIC. They might not carry the same risk as the stock market, but that's what you have to do. That's why you get into your offshore accounts and things of that nature. I'm not going to get into all of that because I would blow your mind.
I also heard about the 529. You could also use it to pay for private school and high school and stuff like that.
529 is a college plan.
It's a college plan?
It's okay. A college plan.
Okay.
So they...
Maybe I'm thinking of another type of thing.
No, because...
My financial advisor is Seema Young. She just got her licenses. You know what I mean? Help me put all that together. Sister.
Well, also, be in tune with whatever college your child wants to go to. Because a lot of colleges offer a 529 plan. So maybe... Right. So maybe you will do one, let's say, in ninth grade.
So I should start one now for me.
Right. Find out if the school that your child is intending to go to offers a 529 plan, because sometimes you can get even more interest going into that 529 plan. But the word of today is get your child a college savings plan. It is our job as parents to send our children to college without a bill. I know sometimes it is inevitable. Like, we just don't have it. So they got to take out student loans. And I get that.
This
but
is
don't
great
have,
information.
Don't have 30 Gucci bags.
The majority of America is in debt because of college. So
well, the majority of America is in debt because the country is built off of debt. We don't have any choice to be in debt. You have no choice. If you don't go into debt, then you don't have a credit score. You understand? How you get a credit score? Go into debt.
Yeah, exactly.
But how you get a bank? How does a bank trust you with a house?
Right.
You need a high credit score.
Right.
That credit score meant that you had credit worthiness.
Right.
So you can't have money under your blanket where you... Why can't you? Why can't I have my money under the sheets? No, you can't. You got to have your money in the bank, because we need to be able to see 3 months that you had your money in this bank
before we give you anything. No approving.
Welcome to America, 3Ks.
Listen, give it up. And then it's like... You know, yeah, you have to play the game, because if you want to be successful, if you want to have a positive life, you know what I mean? And then even in a positive life, they do try to fuck with us, but still stay strong.
Get your mind. Listen, I tell y'all all the time.
Fist
I'm going to continue
air.
To tell y'all, if the most easy reading book that can get you up on some type of understanding of what is going on is Rich Dad Poor Dad. If you don't read nothing, I don't care if you get it on audio, I don't care, paperback, whatever way you get it, read that book, because it will change your mindset and it will change your understanding of what's going on. You can't quite beat the system, but you can definitely make it sure that you are winning in a system that's designed for you maybe not to win. Okay? So with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Oh. I love you all. It's time to say goodnight.
She just left the hoe right on the bed. Like, I'm done with you.
Well, you was over there tick-tocking.
Now I had to put my phone on the charger.
We
got to
be out of here
at
10 o'clock. It's 9:58.
All right. Let's play T-Wine music.
We're going to leave out with T-Wine. Yeah.
Let's leave it out.
But it's still
shout out
to
you. Great show.
Sing this shit. Good night, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning into the City Podcast. I am here at Glockaware Radio every Monday.
Shout out to Toucan holding it down.
Every week,
Toucan,
man.
Toucan hold it down.
Damn. Listen, that's my man, 50 that. Grand.
Yes.
I'm here
grand.
Every Monday.
250K.
I'm here every
now
Monday from 9
fully
to 10.
Short.
I wasn't here from 9 to 10 today. I cut y'all. I cheated y'all out of 15 minutes of my loveliness, and I apologize.
You covered everything, especially sex.
I had too many drinks last night. That's why it wasn't Margarita Monday. It was detox.
It was core.
I had to detox. I had to hit too much. But I thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure you share and like, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that your girl is here. She ain't going nowhere. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Sadiddy Podcast. Good night, y'all. Stay blessed.
Girl, I've been trying to save you, yeah, but you ain't trying to save me back. And I can't really blame you, yeah, cause on the real, I already know better. Mama said don't save her, she don't wanna be shit. Don't save her, she don't wanna be shit. Don't save her, she don't wanna be shit. Don't
yeah. These are my confessions. Shawty know she bad. Shawty know I'm with it. Shawty know she want it. All she gotta do is come get it. And one thing that wrong though, my lifestyle don't match hers. We the same whip in the same lane, doing the same speed.